This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Go big. Don't go small. Go big. Maintain your strength. See, if you got your strength, how many know no weapon formed against you can prosper? I didn't say there weren't going to be no weapons formed against you. I said, no weapon formed against you can prosper. You say, what does that mean, Pastor? That means if you can maintain your strength, there will be weapons that are formed against you, but they cannot overcome the strategy of heaven in your life, because the strength of God on the inside of you will make the weapon of the warfare of the enemy not be able to prosper in your life. Somebody shout, no weapon formed against me can prosper. How many know that doesn't mean that the enemy does not have a strategy to take you out? It just means that God's strategy for your life is greater than his strategy. Because if you can maintain your strength, you can follow the strategy of God, and it will defeat the strategy of hell. Praise the Lord. Amen. That don't mean you ain't going to have difficult days. How many know you're going to have some difficult days? But in the midst of difficult days, the power of God will rise up on the inside of you and give you a supply for every need, give you a hope for a future, and give you the strength to push on through to the next thing God's got for you. Somebody say, maintain my strength. See, I'm telling you, when you got the power of God in you, you can stand up and look right in the face of that thing that has become an opposition to the promise of God in your life, and you can declare the power of God over that thing, and the strength of God will rise up in you, and it will break the back of the enemy off of you. Praise the Lord. You'll be able to look at that thing and say, "I, you know what? I might have been knocked down, but I ain't knocked out. I might have been perplexed, but I'm not confused. I might be full of sorrow tonight, but you better know something. Joy comes in the morning." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can. I can. I can. I want to go to a I can church. I've been to a I can't church. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I've had all the I can't churches I could be ever take. I want to go to a I can church. I can own a home. I can drive a nice car. I can start a business. I can have a good marriage. I can overcome. I can get there. I can do everything God's called me to do. Through Christ who gives me strength, I can do all things." Praise the Lord. I get tired of hearing Christians go around being negative all the time. "I can't do that. I'll never get that job." Why don't you just shut up? That's why you can't get the job. You keep agreeing with hell. Why don't you agree with God? "I can get that job. I can have a raise. I can go there." Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, "I can." Woo! I wonder if I got any I can Christians. Hallelujah. That word in the Greek is very interesting because it puts the prefix on the word strength. It implies that we are strengthened from within. I'm strengthened on the inside. I'm in strength. Everybody say, "I'm in strengthened." Huh? In other words, my source of strength ain't coming from out here. It's not coming from your approval. Come on. It's not coming from the documents hanging on my wall. My strength doesn't come from external sources. My strength comes from internal sources. It comes from what's on the inside of my life. Amen. So that means when nobody don't want me and all my friends have walked away from me and don't feel like I can get no hope, I can look around and I might not have no hope nowhere, but I can reach down on the inside of me and tap into a source that's greater than anything on the outside of me and declare that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, no, you don't, devil. I can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you begin to realize that you've got a powerhouse living on the inside of you that you can tap into anytime you need to, it will change the way you live your life. Come on, huh? Jeremiah said it this way. He said, "If you fail in the day of your adversity, then it's because your strength is small." Somebody said, "You better not go small. We got to go big." He said, "If you fail in the day of your adversity, then it's because your strength is small." In other words, it's not because the schemes of the enemy are so big. It's not because there's a big old bad devil. It's not because there's a controlling evil wicked spirit over the city. He said, it's not because the army of the enemy is bigger than anything you ever see, or the devil's got a better strategy than God does. He said, if you fail in the moment of your crisis, it's because your strength is small. Somebody say, you better go big. Come on, amen. It's because your strength got weakened.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jason Bumgardner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
So listen to me, as long as I know how to stay strong, The enemy cannot take my destiny. As long as I know how to maintain my strength, the promises of God are yes and amen. As long as I know how to walk by faith and build my faith muscles, the enemy can't come into my life and destroy me from the inside out, because what's on the inside will always be greater than what's on the outside. Come on, amen. Somebody say, well, Pastor, if that's true, how do I maintain my strength? Well, listen, everybody's got the potential to grow weary. Come on. We all get tired. I ain't got nobody preaching back. We all get complaining and fussy. Just look at the person that says, stop that fussing. Just stop it. Here's what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 40, 30. He says, even the young do faint and become weary, and the young men do stumble and fall. In other words, the best and the brightest and the strongest among us, left to their own, still stumble and fall. But then he said, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In other words, those who are constantly filling up their tank, those that are constantly refueling, those that are constantly pressing in, those that are constantly pushing in to the things of God will maintain the source of their strength. Come on, amen. Listen what I'm talking to you. Listen. It's a whole lot more than self-determination. I'm not telling you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I'm not telling you to grin and bear it. I'm not telling you to knuckle down and get the job done. Come on, amen. Don't just grit your teeth and say, I can do this. Everybody's going to think you're constipated. Don't do that. Come on, amen. This ain't even about you trying to be getting tough. I'm asking you to reach down and locate the source of your strength that flows from the throne room of heaven down to the inside of your spirit. I'm talking about the river of God that flows from the inside. I'm talking about what Jesus said to the woman at the well, that there was a wellspring of life that was bubbling up. There's water everlasting that when you get a hold of it, you won't never be thirsty again. I don't even know why we sing worship songs that say, Lord, I'm thirsty for you, because my Bible says that when you get a taste of Jesus, you ain't thirsty no more. He quenches every thirst. He satisfies every need. Praise the Lord. Now, don't get all bent out of shape. I'm not cracking on good worship music. It's all right. I'm just saying, if you're thirsty for Jesus, you get your supply to overflowing. You ain't got to be thirsty no more. He satisfies. Praise the Lord. It's like a big old giant valve in heaven. You just turn the valve, and it just begins to flow from heaven, the river of God. You know what happens when you get in a river? You get clean. See, we can tell some of y'all ain't been in the river one time because you stink. Uh-oh. I didn't come here to hear all that today. Well, I'm just being honest with you. Here's the thing about people that stink. Here's the thing about people who got bad breath. Most of the time they don't know. Sometimes you need a brother to tell you, hey, you ought to maybe think about taking a dip in the river of God, because all this mess on you, you don't need to be wearing it. Praise the Lord. See, I'm telling you, when you get in the river of God, this strength will come on you at any time, any place. I don't care if you're in the middle of the biggest battle of your life. I don't care if you're dealing with the biggest tragedy of your life. I'm talking about a strength and a source from the inside that gives you the ability to overcome anything you can face in this life. Praise the Lord. Doesn't matter where you are. You can be in a doctor's office with the worst report you ever got in your life. You can be in the family room throwing the remote at your wife. Well, that sounded like a rap song, didn't it? Help me out, Cody. Come on, give me a beat. I'm just kidding. Don't give me a beat. It'll be ugly. But I'm telling you, when you tap into the source of what God has for you, He gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory. You say, what does that mean, Pastor? That means it's so good you don't even know how to put it into words. You just look like you got a big old dumb grin on your face all the time. So what are you so happy about? I don't know. It's unspeakable. I can't tell you about it. It's just unspeakable. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like having a bulletproof vest on. You're walking down the road, you're sitting at the red light, and people giving you the universal sign of love, not this finger, but the other one. And you just keep on smiling. It don't even bother you. They tap their brakes, and they cut you off in traffic. You're just like, praise the Lord. Hey, no, that's like a bulletproof, that bullet's just bouncing, ping, 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 ping. Can't touch this. Woo! Praise the Lord. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know why? It's because you know something they don't know, that you've got something deep down on the inside of your life. You done found the secret. You done found the source of everything that you need. You found out that if the enemy can get your strength, he can get your stuff. So you got to know how to maintain your strength. Somebody ought to praise the Lord with me this morning. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you three things today. Write these down. I live by these principles. They're in my life. I have taught this at least 15 times in the last 20 years. I want to give you something that will change your perspective on life. I want to give you something that will make you not be a complainer. I'm going to give you something so when you don't have opportunity to criticize, you won't criticize. And when you see something wrong, you'll know how to praise the Lord instead. Everybody ready? Number one, praise brings presence. Praise brings presence. This is a Holy Ghost strategy. Heaven's strategy for your life. Praise brings presence. Psalms 22:3. I want you to see this. Psalms 22:3. But you are holy. Somebody say you're holy. That don't mean that God don't smoke cigarettes. I don't think he does, but that's not what it's talking about. Come on, how many know some people think, well, if you smoke a cigarette, you're not holy. That's not what it's talking about. He's saying you are holy. In other words, you're a cut above anything else we know. You're better than anything we've ever seen. You're far beyond anything we could ever measure. You are holy. You far exceed anything we could ever think or anything we could ever imagine. You are above all things. You, capital Y, Jehovah God, Yahweh God, are holy. And then it says this, you are enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy and you are enthroned in the praises of Israel. New Testament, the recording, so you are enthroned in the praises of your people. Hallelujah. One translation says it like this. I love this. When God's people begin to praise him, they provide a big chair for God to sit down right in the midst of them. That means that when you got in here this morning and the worship team began to tune up and the singers begin to sing and you begin to lift your hands and you begin to praise God, a chair came down from heaven right here on this altar and God came down and sat in the chair right in the midst of your praise and worship. Because he says, I am enthroned in the praises of my people. I'm enthroned. Somebody shout, I'm enthroned. Come on, somebody ought to help me a little bit more. I'm enthroned in the praises of my people. Somebody shout praise. A praise creates an atmosphere for the presence of God. We don't just come in here and have this really awesome, hip, good-looking people on the stage because we want to just say, look what we can do. We got all these people up here because we're trying to create an atmosphere for the presence of God. How many know sometimes when you have more talented people, it's easier to create an atmosphere? Praise the Lord. How many know if we only had somebody that could only play one note one time on the piano? I mean, that's going to be hard to praise the Lord. Thank God for Michael. I love his anointing. Thank God for everybody on this stage for their anointing, because they make it easy for God to come down here and set up a chair in the presence of his people. Come on. And create an atmosphere of his presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, how many of you know in a kingdom you have a king or you have a queen? How many know in a kingdom Queen Elizabeth goes to sit on her throne? She don't go sit on her throne and pull out the remote control and watch Hallmark Channel. She don't do that on her throne. She don't go sit on the throne and clip her toenails. Come on, help me somebody. When a king or a queen sits on their throne, it's always to execute judgments, execute decrees, and set things in motion. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what happens is when we begin to praise God and magnify the Lord, we give God a place to come amongst us to sit down in the affairs of our life and begin to execute decrees and execute judgments against the enemy of our life and make a way for us to be equipped to do what we've been called to do. That means while you were up here crying out, Abba, 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 God is sitting on the throne looking at the devil saying, oh, no, you don't. You ain't going to have your way in their life this week. I declare they're blessed. I declare they got favor on their life. And while you're worshiping, God's sitting on the throne going, I curse that cancer living in your body. I curse that disease living in you. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Every time I praise Him, He sits down in the middle of the affairs of my life. But it's got to be real praise. You can't go small on your praise. It's got to be real. You can't be praising with one eye shut and the other one looking around going, look at that crazy fool over there. Abba, God ain't listening to you because your heart ain't in it. Come on, is this helping anybody? Don't come in here and spectate during praise and worship. Do you realize, I think I said this to you last, do you realize that the first 30 minutes of this service is not for you? Everything we do here, the announcements, the offering, the preaching of the word, it's all about equipping you. It's all about blessing you. But the portion of the service that is for God and God alone is when you show up here and lift up your hands and worship God. That's why you shouldn't wait till 10 after 10 to show up. I'm telling you, there's coming a time at Truth Church. You're going to show up at 10:30 and God's done sat down in the midst of His people and manifested His presence, and cancers are already going to be dried up. People are already going to be healed, and the blessing of God's already going to flow, and you're going to miss it because you showed up and missed the praise and worship. Praise the Lord. I said, Pastor, that's rough. It ain't going to kill you to be on time. You might get blessed for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how many know there's a big difference between the omnipresence of God and the manifested presence of God? Come on, huh? There's a big difference. David said, God's everywhere. I went to the mountain, God was on the mountain. I went to the valley, God was in the valley. I went to the sea, God was in the sea. I lay down in the bed at night, God was there at the bed. And there's no place that God is not. He's always there. God, everybody say it with me, God is everywhere. Come on, huh? But how many of you know God is not manifesting Himself everywhere? The presence of God does not manifest everywhere, even though He is everywhere. Manifest means to make visible, to make seen, so that you know that you've been visited by God. It manifested from the heavenly realm into this natural realm. That's how people, that's how healing and supernatural power shows up. Somebody said, well, I don't believe there's miracles anymore. I don't believe in speaking in tongues anymore. Listen, let me just help you with that. If you don't believe that, you're probably in the wrong church this morning. I just said, let me help you. There was no such thing as a church that did not speak in tongues or have miracles in it in the book of Acts. That is the church Jesus started. He never intended for it to end. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. That means that in the atmosphere of His presence, miracles manifest. You say, well, how do you know that? Because you're looking at one. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Music Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded, literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
By your blood, rescued from death by your